The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And I am back again here with Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, you're giving such an amazing information. We talked a little bit about virtual tours and what happens. And, you know, there's so many things that go into the conversation. But I think one of the things that I'm hearing, and I'm sure you're likely hearing, is there's a lot of people, because so many senior communities have been on lockdown for so long. People think that there's no help available, and that's just absolutely not true. And you're helping families all over Puget Sound right now. So tell us a little bit about what's going on in that realm and how there is help.
Well, you've hit the nail on the head. I think this has been the most stressful time for me to do my job in 20 years. And it's because everyone, every family is having some kind of crisis in their family. And so I really want to implore to our people that now more than ever is the time to reach out for some kind of help, whether it be your pastor, your rabbi, priest, a best friend, me, anybody. Just reach out. Do not do this alone in terms of, and I'm going to say this kind of calloused, don't make up information. Get real information. Just because you hear something from a friend or hear it on the radio or the news or something or read it on in the internet, confirm the information. Because right now there is a lot of help. And I want to highlight one area that's come up a lot, and that's for our elders who are suffering with the disease of dementia. And it has been a really hard time right now, and I want to specifically talk to the families that are embarking on this disease, and it's new, or things have changed in the home. Mom and dad live at home, and one of them, you know, is having a disease process that's advancing, and it's happening a lot because people are isolated, and so there isn't the time to be stimulated by or the mechanisms to be stimulated by outside influences. And so I think we are seeing an advancement in dementia disease processes right now. But what I want you to hear from me is call. Call and tell us the story. Tell us what's going on, because there are ways of helping you. Sometimes it might be appropriate to have in-home care come in for, you know, and I, at this point, think that you should have daily in-home care and get into a routine and pick the same time of day, the most challenging time of day, the time when the spouse isn't able to physically help someone. Maybe that's in the morning. Maybe it's in the mid-afternoon when there might be some sundowning. But get some help. Just as a reminder, in-home care has usually a minimum of 3 or 4 hours per day. And so that's also time that that in-home care person could help the whole household with maybe some light housekeeping. Maybe it's changing the sheets on the bed. But be creative in thinking outside the box. And this is not the time to be Superman or Superwoman. This is the time to say, I deserve some support. And in getting support, I am going to keep my independence longer. Right. When you insist on doing things yourself, that's when you push your body. That's when accidents happen, because you might be a little more tired or you're trying to get more things done. But that's the time to ask for help, because you will stay independent longer the more support you have. So don't let support scare you. That's one scenario. Another scenario is the spouses, and this is happening a lot right now. This is why I'm going to focus on this. The spouses just don't know how to talk to each other during a disease process that does not allow for any logic or very little logic.
Good point.
So somebody is going to get hooked in an argument, because you're used to your spouse saying things that are logical or tracking information or being able to process cause and effect. Well, now as a disease process advances, those skills can go away or be intermittent. And now the surviving spouse, the spouse that's, you know, still not having a disease process, that person gets frustrated and, as I say, gets hooked into an argument. But when that happens, that's when we get behaviors from the other person.
I just think, too, that, you know, one of the things that happens, especially in early stages of dementia, is perspective is different. And a lot of times there might be a trigger or something like that, or logic, when you're saying that, when there's defying logic, when the fear factor steps in of, I don't know what's going on, or why can't I go out, and why can't I go to my favorite restaurant, you know, that I go have coffee every Friday on, or whatever those things are, it triggers a lot of fear of the unknown, like what's happening. And I know that there's a lot of times when fear can escalate dementia even more so. And therein lies the reassurance factor of making sure that families are comforted. And one of the nice things about home care is it can eliminate a lot of that, because there's a reassurance factor that you're going to be okay. And having a professional come in, you know, to your home to help you is really, I think, an important piece of that.
It is. I want to talk a little bit about the COVID piece for the in-home care. And that is that you can be specific to the company that you've chosen to work with, which, by the way, I'm happy to share with you my 20 years of vetting companies and give you suggestions if you'd like. But one thing that you can be sure about is tell them, I want as few caregivers as possible coming into my home. You can request specific things that you want in a caregiver. I know one of the concerns that come up a lot with my families is, well, if this caregiver is coming into my home, how does that protect me from wherever that caregiver has been in the community? Are they going to other people's houses? Are they going to large communities? Do they work in a nursing home? Are they in a hospital? You know, and ask those questions. Everybody has a kind of a different litmus of where they feel comfortable. And so ask the questions more than ever right now.
Yes.
Do not be afraid to ask questions. Just ask.
Yes.
Just ask.
So we are talking again to Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, you have been such a wealth so far. Tell us a little bit. Let's just ground us back. We talked a little bit about it last segment, but how do you help the families in these scenarios right now? You're obviously doing virtually, correct?
Yes, all virtually. I don't meet with families yet. I am a person who has decided to not add to the complication of potential spreading of COVID-19. And so I do everything virtually. And I do use Zoom platform a lot. And so you can still see my face. It's very easy. I just send out an email to you and let you know, click on this, and this is how we all open it up, and this is the button you push so you can hear me, and this is the button so you can see me. I'll walk through all of it, but I actually listen to your story. I listen to what's going on, and then from my professional experience, and sometimes personal, I will share with you some potential options. And then we walk down that journey as much as you want to. You are the driving force here. You're the listener. As much as you want me to assist you, I'm here.
Well, and this is a new way of being for you, because you've always been one that drives out to the family. But, you know, it also gives you a lot of capacity to help in a little bit wider reach, because now you can – I know that you're helping – families up in Skagit County right now. And so those are things that obviously is an advantage to our families that are throughout Western Washington, that they can reach out to you and get some help and help, you know, you can coach them and provide them services. And of course, the great thing about it is that your services are absolutely free.
That's right. That's right. I'm paid by communities of care, and I work with every community in the state of Washington, and I'm paid like a realtor, a one-time commission. There's never a time that you write Pinnacle Senior Placements a check, ever.
Right. And that's what's really important. And so, you know, for what's going on right now with dementia, we have just about maybe about 2 minutes, 3 minutes left in this segment. Tell me a little bit about, you know, what are some key tips that you have right now?
So in terms of being, if you're in the story that we're talking about, because I hope we can talk about a few other scenarios, but the story we're talking about with the spouses in the home, I really recommend taking a deep breath before you launch into a yabbat sentence. So let's just say, you know, wife is wanting to do you know, go for the walk that she's gone for all the time. But you, the husband, have noticed that she doesn't always come back and she needs somebody with her. And so she's just standing on her head, turning purple, saying, I can go on this walk by myself. Well, husband, you say, oh, I know, honey, you can do that, and just let her walk out. And then you just be on the deck while she's fiddling around there, because you're probably going to see a shiny object and, you know, play with that a little bit. But not insist on going on the walk with her. This is just an example. But then before you know it, you're on the walk with her. And it wasn't a fight.
Right.
It was just something that happened, that evolved.
Right.
Something that's a little more consequential. It's, you know, yes, I need to help you in the bathroom because I don't want you to fall. You know, it's, you're not able to do everything in the bathroom by yourself. So that's where I would say, you know, once again, don't get in the argument. Don't say that, well, yeah, you used to be able to, or, well, sometimes you can. Well, I can right now. You know the argument. Everybody's been there. Instead, just let it unfold. Stand outside the bathroom. You have discernment of, is she wobbly today? Did she just have some food? Was her medication at the end of the routine of medication? Whatever it is, you be the detective. You be the Sherlock Holmes and not make your spouse do that. And then you're right there. And before you know it, she's going to see, yes, I need some help, because that's just what's going to happen. And then you gently just say, oh, honey, I'll help you with this. Don't get hooked in the argument.
Well, in our next segment, we are going to talk a little bit more in detail about these kind of tips, because I think as we're moving into things, we're going to talk about humanity and how we can really bring humanity into our families through this process. And so, Daphne, we'll be back right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.